Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Fractured Hymns, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1, Blood Harmony. The first time I stole from a dead woman, I told myself it wasn't stealing. Borrowing, maybe. Spiritual collaboration. Fuck, anything to drown out the guilt curdling in my gut like bad moonshine. But Eden Hay's voice? That wasn't a ghost. It was a grenade, and I'd pulled the pin the second I slid her demo into my stereo. Nashville's skyline glittered like a diamond noose outside my penthouse window. Down on Broadway, honky-tonks belched out cover bands and drunk tourists. But up here? Silence. The kind that lets you hear your own sins. I swirled bourbon in a glass I hadn't washed in days, my reflection warped in its curves. Lila Hart, they called me now. The queen of comebacks. Bullshit. I was just the bitch smart enough to loot a corpse. Eden died 6 months ago. Crushed when a stage rigging snapped during her Ryman Auditorium show. Front page news. Rising star's tragic final note. They buried her in some Tennessee backwater, but her music? That stayed in my manager JD's bottom desk drawer, wrapped in a grease-stained Sonic bag like a guilty secret. I found it 3 weeks after the funeral, when I'd stormed into his office to scream about my dead career. "You're a has-been, Lila," JD had said, feet propped on his desk, a cigarillo dangling from his smirk. "Last album sold less than my ex-wife's MLM leggings. You wanna eat? Start writing hits." I'd yanked open drawers, throwing contracts and coke baggies everywhere, until my hand closed on that CD. "Eden," demos scrawled in Sharpie. JD lunged, but I was already shoving it into my jacket. "What's yours is mine, partner," I'd hissed. That night I played it. Her voice poured out of my shitty laptop speakers, smoky raw, like she'd gargled heartbreak and gasoline. Track 4 stopped me cold. "Whiskey Roses." A ballad about betrayal, about lovers who steal your soul and call it a duet. The chorus hooked into my ribs. "You wear my heart like a stolen crown slash, but thorns grow back when the sun goes down." I drank until the room spun. Then I rewrote the chorus. Just a tweak. "You'll wear those thorns when the sun goes down." And recorded it in my home studio, my voice layering over hers in the track like a shadow. JD cried when he heard it. Actual tears. "This'll bury her, baby. In the best way." It took 2 weeks to hit number one. The night of my comeback show at the Bluebird Cafe, I wore Eden's favorite color, blood red. The crowd was all industry vultures and bloggers who'd written my obituary last year. I strummed the opening chords of Whiskey Roses, and the room went still. Halfway through the second verse, the lights flickered. A cold draft snaked through the sweat-hot room. My high E string snapped, lashing my cheek. I kept singing, blood trickling into my smile. "You'll wear those thorns." Then I heard it. A harmony. Not from the band. Eden's voice. It slithered under mine, pitch perfect, the way she'd sounded on that demo. My guitarist shot me a look. The crowd thought it was a track, cheering louder. I finished the song shaking, vodka kneed in my grip before I hit the green room. JD cornered me, eyes wild. "Where'd you get the stems for her vocals?" "The fuck, Lila, we could get sued." "I didn't use them," I spat. "Then who?" The dressing room mirror fogged. Not from steam, from cold. Words appeared in the condensation, looping like a noose. Royalties due. I threw my glass at the mirror. It shattered. JD bolted. By midnight, I was back in my penthouse, Xanax dissolving under my tongue. The broken mirror had cut my palm. I stared at the blood, Eden's demo playing softly from my laptop. "You think you can wear my skin, Lila?" I froze. The voice wasn't from the speakers. It came from behind me. Eden stood in the floor-to-ceiling window, her reflection smeared like oil on water. Same auburn hair, same tattoo. A music staff winding up her throat. But her eyes were voids, and her sundress was soaked in dirt and something darker. "Credit the writer," she whispered. Her breath smelled like grave soil and bourbon. I scrambled backward, clutching my bleeding hand. "You're not real. You're a Xanax hallucination." She laughed, a sound like broken piano wires. "Real enough to write your hits. Real enough to collect. The demo track skipped. The chorus played again, slower, warped. You'll wear those thorns. I'll wear those thorns. I lunged for the laptop. Eden's hand burst through the screen, skeletal and glitching, clawing at my wrist. Her touch burned, frostbite and fire. Every stream, every spin, every scream, she hissed. You owe me. I screamed, flinging the laptop across the room. It hit the wall, exploding into sparks. When I looked up, she was gone. But the demo kept playing from the ruins. 3 days later, I stood over Eden's grave. Her family plot was a shitty patch of grass behind a Baptist church in Lebanon, Tennessee. Wind chimes made of old guitar strings clinked above the headstone. Eden Ruth Hayes, it read. A song ended too soon. I'm sorry, I lied, dropping a Walmart bouquet onto the dirt. But you were gone and I'm not. A breeze kicked up, reeking of roses and rot. The chime screamed. Liar. Eden's voice coiled around me. You didn't come to apologize. I spun, knife in hand, a switchblade I'd bought after the Bluebird. What do you want? A fucking writing credit? Fine. Take it. The ground beneath me shifted. Tombstones rattled as her laughter rose. You think I want money? Asterisk, cold fingers gripped my ankles. I looked down. Pale hands clawed up from the soil, dragging me into the earth. I want you, Eden crooned. Voice for a voice. Blood for blood. I slashed at the hands, slicing through rot-soft flesh. They dissolved into maggots. I ran, gravel crunching, her screams chasing me to the rental car. That night, I burned the demo. It didn't matter. By morning, a new song waited on my piano, sheet music written in rust-brown ink. Crimson Encore. And in the mirror, written in steam, track 2. Chapter 2, Phantom Royalties. The sheet music for Crimson Encore bled. Not metaphorically. Actual fucking blood seeped from the notes, staining the ivory keys of my grand piano like rust. I stared at it, half a bottle of Jack Daniels deep, my bandaged hand throbbing where Eden's ghost had clawed me in the graveyard. The lyrics were a threat dressed as a ballad. You'll pay my fee in flesh and bone slash a stolen voice becomes my throne. I lit a cigarette with shaking hands, the flame reflecting in the penthouse windows. Nashville glittered below, oblivious. Fuck you, I muttered to the empty room. I'm not singing your goddamn suicide note. But Eden wasn't asking. JD showed up at dawn, reeking of coke and desperation. He didn't knock, just shouldered through the door, his snakeskin boots tracking mud on my white rug. You seen the charts? Whiskey Roses is trending on TikTok. Teen girls are crying to it at fucking Starbucks. He tossed a contract on the piano, right over the bloodstained sheet music. Sign this. We're dropping a deluxe album. 3 new tracks and... No. He froze. No. Lila, this is a $3 million deal. You'll own your masters, a cut of merch. I said no. I jabbed my cigarette at Crimson Encore. She's here, JD. In the walls, in the goddamn air. You think this is a coincidence? That song's a haunted house, and I'm not stepping inside. He leaned in, his breath sour. You know what's haunted? Your bank account. You're one flop away from singing jingles for opioid commercials. Now either you write new hits, or I leak that demo and tell the world you're a plagiarist. The room chilled. Frost crept up the whiskey bottle between us. JD didn't notice. We'll call Crimson Encore a tribute. Full of pathos. Hell, we'll say you two were lovers. The piano keys slammed down in a discordant shriek. What the fuck? JD stumbled back as the sheet music floated off the piano, suspended in midair. Blood droplets rained onto the contract. She's here, I whispered. Eden materialized behind JD, her fingers hooked into his shoulders. Rotted flesh peeled from her bones, her hair crawling with earthworms. JD gagged, clawing at his collar. Why's it so cold in here? Lila, turn on the damn heat. Eden's lips brushed his ear. Tell him I say hello. I forced a grin. Eden says hi. JD paled. Not funny. She's right behind you. He turned. Eden's face split into a grin, her jaw unhinging like a snake's. JD screamed, falling backward into the coffee table. Glass shattered. He scrambled to his feet, piss soaking his designer jeans. What the fuck is that? Told you she wanted royalties. I grabbed the contract and tossed it into the fireplace. Now get out before she decides to collect from you. He ran, Eden's laughter chasing him down the hall. I didn't leave the penthouse for 3 days. The ghost stayed, a flicker at the edge of my vision. Roses bloomed black in the vase by my bed. My reflection in the bathroom mirror started mouthing Crimson Encore when I wasn't looking. I drank. I raged. I even prayed, to God, to the devil, to Dolly fucking Parton. No one answered. But the fans? They kept coming. On the fourth night, a girl camped outside my building. 16 maybe, with Eden's auburn hair and a homemade Lila Heart Forever shirt. She waved at my window starstruck. I threw a wine bottle at the glass. Get lost. She didn't. By midnight, she was still there, strumming Whiskey Roses on a secondhand guitar. Her voice floated up, raw and aching, too much like hers. I cranked up my stereo to drown it out. Big mistake. The demo for Crimson Encore blared from the speakers, Eden's voice roaring like a wildfire. You'll pay my fee in flesh and bone. The girl outside screamed. I tore downstairs, barefoot, the July asphalt burning my soles. She lay crumpled on the sidewalk, her guitar snapped in half. Blood pooled beneath her head, seeping from a gash where her skull met concrete. Her phone flashlight lit the scene, revealing words etched into the brick wall behind her. Liar. Thief. Murderer. The blood writing dripped fresh. Help, the girl whimpered, reaching for me. Eden's laugh echoed from the alley. Track 3's coming, Lila. Better rehearse. I ran. They found the girl at sunrise. I watched from my window as cops taped off the sidewalk. No ambulance, just a body bag. JD called as they zipped her up. Turn on Channel 5. The news showed her photo. Maddie Cole, 17. Aspiring singer-songwriter. Her mother sobbed on camera. She just wanted to meet her hero. The anchor tilted his head, solemn. Authorities are investigating whether Lila Heart, who resides in the building, heard the altercation. Altercation. I hissed. She fell. It was an accident. Was it? JD purred. Because TMZ's offering six figures for security footage. Now you can either play victim or profit. You're a sick fuck. And you're a brand. We're releasing Crimson Encore tonight. Dedicated to Maddie. The line went dead. I hurled my phone against the wall. It shattered, the screen glitching to a video of Eden's Ryman concert, the moment the rigging snapped. Her scream synced with Maddie's mother's wails on TV. Eden stood beside me, her form flickering like a corrupted film reel. You see now, don't you? He'll bleed you dry. Just like me. Why are you doing this? My voice broke. I gave you a legacy. She seized my wounded hand, her grip burning. You stole my death. My tragedy. My art. Now I'll take yours. Song by song. Soul by soul. Asterisk. Her teeth sank into my palm, black blood bubbling where she bit. I screamed, yanking free. She vanished, leaving a rotting rose on the floor. The label released Crimson Encore at midnight. It went viral by 12:15. Teens filmed themselves crying to it. Conspiracy nuts dissected the ghost vocals. One idiot in a Reddit thread traced the melody to Eden's unreleased catalog. JD had him silenced with an NDA and a check. I played the song on loop, drunk and furious, until the harmonies dug into my skull. That's when I heard it, the hidden layer. Beneath my voice, beneath Eden's, a third voice. Maddie's. You'll pay my fee. I vomited into the piano. Eden woke me at 3 a.m., her corpse curled in my bed like a lover. Maggots dripped from her lips as she hummed Crimson Encore. You're mine now, she whispered. But don't worry. I'll make you a star. Her fingers plunged into my mouth, icy and rotting, gagging me. I thrashed, biting down, but she shoved deeper, gripping my tongue. Shh. This is how you learn. Pain exploded as she ripped. When I woke, my tongue was intact. But on the pillow lay a vinyl record, label blank except for a tracklist. Whiskey Roses. Crimson Encore. Die Young. And in the mirror, written in my lipstick. Break a leg, starlet. Chapter 3, Southern Gothic. The vinyl record played itself. I'd thrown it in the trash, burned it, even drove it to the Cumberland River and chucked it into the murk. But every morning it was back on my nightstand, spinning silently on a phantom turntable. By day 3 I stopped fighting it. I just lay there, sweat-soaked and sleepless, watching the needle carve spirals into the silence. Waiting for track 3 to kick in. JD found me like that. Naked, a knife in one hand and a bottle of Jack in the other, the stench of rot clinging to the air conditioning. He kicked the door shut, tossing a Billboard magazine onto my chest. Your headline news, psycho. Lila Heart's haunted melody. Exploiting tragedy or channeling genius? I didn't move. Eden wants me dead. Eden's a marketing strategy. He ripped the bottle from my hand and took a swig. Her ghost sold 200,000 albums this week. Now get up. We're scouting venues for the Crimson Encore tour. I lunged, pressing the blade to his throat. You leaked those demos. You knew she'd haunt me. He didn't flinch. You think I wanted this? That first night, after you stole her shit, I found a dead crow on my windshield. Its beak was full of piano wire. He grabbed my wrist, forcing the knife down. But you know what's scarier than ghosts, Lila? Poverty. Now put on some goddamn pants. The venue was a converted Baptist church in East Nashville, all vaulted ceilings and stained glass shattered by meth heads. JD strode ahead, barking into his headset about pyrotechnic budgets. I lingered in the apse, my boots crunching over crack pipes and dried blood. The pulpit had been replaced by a drum riser, a tattered poster of Eden taped to the kick drum. Her eyes were scratched out. "She sang here once," a voice hissed. Eden leaned against the baptismal font, her body flickering like a corrupted hologram. Moss clung to her collarbones, and her ribs jutted through a rotting lace dress. Opened for some washed-up country hack. They booed me off stage. I gripped my knife. "What's track three?" She smiled. "Die Young. My magnum opus. You'll scream it beautifully. I'm not singing your suicide note." "Oh, honey." She drifted closer, the stench of embalming fluid making me gag. "It's not mine," JD shouted from the balcony. "Lila, get up here and tell these idiots where you want the fucking lasers." Eden dissolved into flies. That night, I dreamed of the grave again. Not Eden's, mine. Dirt filled my mouth, my lungs, the weight of it crushing my ribs. I clawed upward, fingernails shredding, until I broke through into blinding stage lights. A crowd chanted my name, but when I looked down, my body was Eden's, rotting in that bloodied sundress, guitar strings coiled around my throat like a noose. I woke up screaming, my sheets soaked in black sludge. The vinyl spun on the nightstand. Track 3, Die Young. JD dragged me to a backroad dive bar the next day. "You need to remember where you came from," he said, shoving me toward a plywood stage sticky with beer. "Before Eden. Before the pills. Back when you were hungry." The house band butchered Whiskey Roses. The singer, a tweaked-out brunette, snarled into the mic like she wanted to fistfight the lyrics. I ordered a tequila shot and texted my dealer. Eden slid into the booth, her form solid enough to make the drunk next to me piss himself. She'd traded her sundress for a leather jacket riddled with bullet holes. "This where you washed up after your first record flopped? Cute. Fuck off." She lit a cigarette, the flame reflecting in her hollow eyes. "You played here 16 times. Opened for racist bikers and tone-deaf rappers. But that's not why JD brought you here." Across the bar, JD handed a USB drive to the house band's manager. The man grinned, gold teeth glinting. Eden blew smoke in my face. "He's selling my demos. Every track I ever wrote. For pennies." I stormed over, snatching the USB. "What the hell is this?" JD shrugged. "Insurance. If you flame out, someone's gotta keep profiting off her legacy." The bartender's TV played Entertainment Tonight. A photo of Maddie, the dead girl, flashed on screen. Did Lila Hart's haunted music drive a fan to suicide? Experts weigh in. I drove my knife into JD's hand, pinning it to the bar. He howled, blood splattering the shot glasses. "You vulture. You're feeding her." Eden clapped, her laugh echoing over the jukebox. "Bravo. Now let's write a verse." The USB sparked in my grip. The bar lights exploded. "We wrote the song in a cemetery. Not my choice. Eden's. She led me there at gunpoint, a rusted .38 that smelled of grave dirt, and forced me to kneel at a fresh plot." The headstone read, "Lila Hart, a song out of tune." "Right," she demanded, pressing the gun to my temple. "Or I'll make you perform acoustics in hell." I scribbled lyrics on a napkin, tears blurring the words. "Die young, stay pretty slash blood makes the best harmony." She leaned over my shoulder, maggots dropping onto the paper. "Lovely. Now sing, asterisk." I did, and the ground beneath the grave sang back. The studio session was a massacre. I showed up high, my hands bandaged from digging through Eden's nightmares. The producer, a trust fund kid named Chad, frowned at my lyrics. "Kinda dark, no? Maybe say shine bright, instead of bleed out?" Eden materialized behind him, her fingers curling around his throat. "Tell him art isn't a democracy." I grabbed Chad's face, my nails drawing blood. "We're doing it raw. Or I'll staple your tongue to a kick drum." He quit. JD replaced him with an AI program. We recorded Die Young in one take. My voice cracked, Eden's ghost vocals fraying into static. The AI sharpened it into a weapon. During the playback, the studio lights burst. Glass shards rained down, slicing my arms. Eden whispered the bridge in my ear, her teeth grazing my jugular. "They'll build your coffin from the stage slash a sold-out crowd to mourn your rage." When the track ended, every speaker was oozing blood. JD called it avant-garde. The nightmare got worse. Eden dragged me into the grave again, but this time, I wasn't alone. Maddie was there, her skull cracked open, strumming a broken guitar. "He's going to kill you," she rasped. "Like he killed her." I woke choking on soil, my phone ringing. "JD, pack your shit. We're announcing the Die Young tour at the Ryman. Same stage where Eden croaked. I'm not performing there." "You are. And you're gonna make it a spectacle. Fire, sparks, the whole nine. Bury that ghost in front of 20,000 people." The line went dead. Eden sat at the foot of my bed, tuning a guitar with Maddie's hair. "He's right, you know. The Ryman's perfect. So much flammable history." I hurled my knife. It stuck in the wall, vibrating. She grinned. "Break a leg, starlet." That night, I stole a can of gasoline from a Texaco and drove to the Ryman. The stage was a skeleton in the dark, the rigging Eden died under still scarred. I doused the floor, the curtains, the antique pews. A security guard grabbed my shoulder. "Lady, you can't." I cracked the gas can over his head. He dropped. Eden applauded from the balcony. "There's the girl I stole." "This is your fault," I whispered. "No," she floated down, her dress blooming with flames. "This is your encore." I lit a match. She blew it out. "Not yet. You've got a show to play." Chapter 4, Stagecraft. JD bailed me out at 3 a.m., his diamond pinky ring clicking against the jail's front desk. The cop who booked me, a dowie lifer with "Don't Tread on Me" tattooed on his neck, leered as he handed back my belt. "Y'all singers sure know how to party." JD didn't speak until we were in the parking lot. Then he backhanded me so hard my teeth sliced my tongue. "You torch the Ryman, you torch my money." Blood dripped onto my shirt, warm and metallic. "Try that again, and I'll have you committed. Or better yet, framed." He tossed me a burner phone. The screen showed security footage of me swinging the gas can. "That guard's in a coma. One text from me, and this goes viral. Now get in the goddamn car. We've got a stage to rebuild." The Ryman stank of fresh paint and lies. Crews swarmed like roaches, bolting new rigging over the stage where Eden died. Her bloodstains were sanded down, the floorboards polished to a guilty shine. JD shoved a set list into my hands. "Opener's Whiskey Roses. We'll pyro the chorus, make it look like hell's swallowing the stage." "Genius, right?" A stagehand tested a flame jet. The fire roared, bending sideways like something pushed it. Eden materialized in the smoke, her charred fingers braiding the flames into a noose. "He's right. It'll be divine." I dropped the set list. "Change the opener." JD grabbed my arm, his thumb digging into the bite marks Eden left. "You don't get to change shit. You're a puppet. Just nod and smile while the adults make you famous." He stormed off, barking at a tech about spotlight cues. Eden whispered through the PA system, her voice vibrating the broken stained glass. "He's the one who cut my ropes, you know." I froze. "What?" "The night I died, JD paid the crew to slash the rigging. Cheaper than buying out my contract." The walls tilted. I stumbled into a pew, splinters digging into my palms. "You're lying." She flickered into the seat beside me, her melted face inches from mine. "Check the invoices. Page 42. JD's office was a glass box overlooking the stage. I trashed it. Threw his fucking Emmy at the wall, shredded his Armani suits with a letter opener. Found the safe behind a Rolling Stone cover of him grinning next to pre-death Eden. Combination? Her birthday. The invoices were there. Payments to a rigging company. Notes in JD's slanted scrawl. Make it look accidental. No witnesses. I vomited into his trash can. Eden leaned against the desk, picking her teeth with a switchblade. Now you see. He'll kill you too, once you've bled enough streams. Why tell me? Because, she said, slicing her palm open. Black ooze dripped onto the carpet. I want you to know who you're dying for. Soundcheck was a seance. I gripped the mic stand, the crew eyeing me like a rabid dog. The first chords of Die Young spilled from my band's instruments, sour and slow. Eden's breath fogged the back of my neck. Louder. My voice cracked. Die Young, stay pretty. The rigging groaned. A sandbag plummeted, crushing a roadie's skull. His body spasmed, blood pooling around the monitor speakers. The band stopped playing. Keep going. JD barked from the shadows. Eden pressed her lips to my ear. They're all his. I kept singing. The dead roadie's foot twitched to the beat. Maddie's ghost met me in the dressing room. She hovered by the makeup mirror, her Starbucks apron still stained with brain matter. He's got insurance on you. $10 million if you die on stage. I laughed, sharp and broken. Of course he does. The pyro's rigged to blow. It'll look like an accident. She reached for me, her fingers passing through my wrist like ice. Run! The door burst open. JD loomed, holding a syringe. Rehearsal's over. Time for your vitamin shot. I swung a hairspray can at his head. He ducked, pinning me to the vanity. The needle bit my thigh. This'll smooth out those rough edges, princess. Cold fire spread through my veins. The room blurred. Eden watched from the ceiling, upside down, her hair brushing my forehead. Don't worry. I'll take the wheel. The drug was a kaleidoscope. One moment I was back in my penthouse, the next on stage, screaming Crimson Encore to an empty auditorium. Eden puppeteered my body, her voice shredding my throat. Flames danced to her rhythm. Crew members crossed themselves and fled. JD filmed it all on his phone, grinning. Gold. Fucking gold. I clawed at the inside of my skull. Get out! Eden hissed through my teeth. Almost there, little thief. One more verse. She leapt off the stage, my body ragdolling into the pews. Bones snapped. I tasted ribs. JD kept filming. Blackout. I woke in the Ryman's basement, chained to a radiator. Eden crouched in front of me, peeling my face like a grape. He's right, you know. You're worth more dead. Then kill me. She shoved my jaw shut. Where's the poetry in that? Her fingers plunged into my chest, gripping my heart. I want you to feel the strings snap. I want you to hear your voice break when the fire hits. Footsteps echoed. JD descended the stairs, tossing a petrol canister aside. Showtime's in 6 hours. You'll sing, you'll burn, and I'll retire in Bora Bora. Eden smiled with my mouth. Break a leg, JD. He didn't hear her. Chapter 5, Pyre. The radiator chain bit into my ankle, rust flaking into the open wound. JD had left me with a bottle of water, a bucket, and a single sentence. Die pretty. The basement walls sweat mold, the air thick with the stink of gasoline and Eden's rot. She circled me, her footsteps squelching, her shadow stretching up the stairs where daylight bled through the cracks. You could have been great, she crooned, dragging a nail across the petrol can stacked by the door. Instead, you're just his masterpiece. I rattled the chain. You're the one who led me here. To him. She crouched, her jaw unhinging like a snake's. I led you to the truth. You just didn't run fast enough. Voices echoed above, roadies testing mics, the whine of feedback. The concert was tonight. Sold out. 20,000 people. JD's pyro would turn the Ryman into an oven, and I'd be the wick. I grabbed Eden's wrist, her flesh squirming like maggots. Help me. Please. She laughed, black ball dripping onto my knees. Oh, darling. I am. The door creaked open at sunset. Maddie's ghost hovered at the top of the stairs, her Lila Heart Forever shirt translucent. He's coming. Boots thudded. JD descended, a styrofoam tray in hand. Barbecue ribs, coleslaw, my last meal. He kicked the bucket aside. Eat. You'll need the energy to scream. I lunged, chain-snapping taut. You killed her. You cut the rigging. He smirked, sucking sauce off his thumb. Eden was a bad investment. Coked out, missed deadlines, but you? He tossed the tray. Grease splattered the wall. You're a fucking ATM. And ATMs don't retire. You won't get away with this. He crouched, his cologne choking me. You think the cops'll care? They'll blame the ghost story you sold. Tragic, mentally ill Lila, so haunted she rigged her own show to die like her idol. He stood, grinding his heel into my shin. Now, be a good girl and put on your face. The crowd wants a star. They dressed me in Eden's corpse clothes. A white lace dress, yellowed with age and bloodstains. The stylist trembled as she zipped it, avoiding my eyes. Mr. JD said it's vintage. Eden watched from the mirror, wearing my face. It's what I died in. Perfect, right? I spat on the floor. Tell JD. I want bourbon. The good shit. Or I'll choke on the first chorus. The stylist fled. Eden stepped into my reflection, her stolen face peeling. You're stalling. And you're a shitty muse. I smashed the mirror with a hairbrush, glass shards biting my palms. You want a show? Let's give them one. The bourbon was a 1984 Pappy Van Winkle. JD's favorite. I drained the bottle, fire pooling in my gut, then tucked a glass shard into my bra. Eden clapped. There's my girl. The crowd's roar vibrated the walls as I limped to the wings. JD stood with the pyro crew, hands clasped behind his back like a general. He nodded at the stage manager. Cue the intro. The house lights died. A single spotlight hit the mic stand. Eden's voice boomed through the PA, a warped recording of Whiskey Roses. The crowd screamed, thinking it was part of the act. JD froze. What the fuck? I stepped into the light. They cheered. God, they cheered. Teen girls sobbed, iPhones glowing like fireflies. I gripped the mic, the glass shard cold against my ribs. Y'all know why I'm here. We love you, Lila. I laughed, hoarse and broken. Love? Nah, you're here to watch a train wreck. JD signaled the pyrotech. A flame jet roared behind me, heat blistering my legs. Eden materialized in the fire, her body twisting like a puppet. Sing. I did. Die young, stay pretty. The crowd swayed, phones aloft. JD mouthed now to the pyro crew. Nothing happened. He slammed his fist on the tech's console. Burn her. Eden laughed, her fingers plunged into the control board. Sparks erupted. Oops. The pyro misfired. A flame jet engulfed a roadie. He flailed, screaming, as the fire spread to the curtains. Panic exploded. Eden soared over the crowd, her dress billowing smoke. You wanted a spectacle? Burn. I leapt off the stage, tackling JD behind the soundboard. You're not stealing my death. He pulled a knife. You're right. I'm earning it. We rolled through broken glass and cables, the shard in my bra stabbing his shoulder. He howled, slashing my cheek. Blood blinded me. Lila. Maddie's voice. Her ghost slammed into JD, ice spreading over his limbs. He froze mid-swing, breath fogging. What the? I drove the glass into his throat. His gurgle harmonized with the crowd's screams. The Ryman was hell. Flames chewed the pews, fans trampling each other to escape. Eden floated above the inferno, conducting the chaos with a charred baton. Encore. I stumbled into the spotlight, the dress melting into my burns. Eden. Stop this. She swooped down, cradling my face. Why? This is our legacy. Asterisk. They're dying. And? She kissed my forehead, her lips searing flesh. Art requires sacrifice. A beam cracked above us. I shoved her, diving into the pit as the rigging collapsed. Eden screamed, pinned under the debris, her ghostly form flickering. You owe me. I crawled over bodies, heat peeling my skin. I'm cashing the fuck out. The exit was chained. Fans pounded the doors, soot-streaked and bleeding. A girl, maybe 14, clutched my arm. Please, help us. Eden's laugh echoed through the smoke. You're no hero, Lila. You're mine, asterisk. I gripped the girl's shoulders. Follow the exit signs. Run. But. Now. She fled. Eden materialized, her body half-ash. You ruin everything, asterisk. I grabbed a fallen mic stand. And you're a shitty collaborator. I swung. The stand passed through her, smashing a fire extinguisher. Frost erupted. She lunged. We fell into the flames. Chapter 6, Final Chord. The fire didn't burn, it unmade. Flames peeled the flesh from my bones, not in screams, but in notes. A major key for the muscle, a minor for the marrow. Eden's laughter wove through the inferno, her ashes spinning like a dust devil, stitching herself back together. We were twin pyres now, her in her rotted lace, me in the remains of my stolen fame, dancing in the skeleton of the Ryman. You feel it, don't you? Eden's voice was a chorus of the dead, Maddie the roadies, the fans trampled in the aisles. This is the song, asterisk. The ceiling collapsed. A beam impaled my shoulder, pinning me to the stage. Eden floated above, whole again, her hair a crown of flames. The crowd was gone, but their screams lingered in the smoke. I spat blood. You win. Just let it end. End. She drifted down, her fingers curling around the beam. Honey, this is the bridge. Asterisk. She yanked the wood from my body. Agony lit my nerves like guitar strings. I crawled toward the shattered stained glass, Eden's shadow swallowing me. You owe me an encore. The cops found us in the wreckage. Or what they thought was us. My body lay under JD's corpse, his throat still gaping around the glass shard. Eden's remains were a carbonized husk, fingers fused to a mic stand. The headlines wrote themselves. Double tragedy at the Ryman, heart and haze die in fiery duet. Bullshit. I stood over my own corpse, Eden's hand on my shoulder. The paramedics zipped the body bag, clueless. Congratulations, Eden purred. You're a ghost with a streaming deal. She wasn't wrong. The haunting was easy. I'd spent years numbing myself with pills and liquor. Feeling nothing was my superpower. Eden taught me the rest, how to warp reflections, how to seep into Bluetooth speakers, how to knot a noose from Spotify waves. We haunted JD's funeral first. His widow sobbed over his closed casket, mascara bleeding down her Botox. Eden possessed the organ, playing Die Young as a dirge. I whispered in the widow's ear, he cut the ropes, until she clawed her cheeks raw. Afterward, we lurked in the church parking lot, spectral bourbon in hand. What now? I asked. Eden smiled. We collect. We became a religion. Teen girls summoned us with Ouija boards and lip-synced covers. Cursed tracks leaked on TikTok, Whiskey Rose's Voices version, featuring our screams. Grieving parents blamed us for their kids' suicides. Congress held hearings. We didn't care. We were too busy haunting the Billboard charts. Then came the girl, a twiggy redhead with Eden's smirk and my dead eyes. She camped outside the Ryman ruins with a guitar, strumming Crimson Encore like a hymn. I watched her from the ashes, her campfire smoke forming my face. Eden coiled around me, restless. She's hungry. Like we were. She's a kid. So were we. The girl opened her backpack, pulling out a notebook. My handwriting, Die Young lyrics, filled the margins. Beneath them, she'd scribbled, I can fix this. Eden's grin split her face. Oh, this'll be fun, asterisk. Her name was Cassidy. 16, from some Tennessee hellhole, voice like a serrated lullaby. She live-streamed from the ruins nightly, begging us to collab. Her followers ate it up. Lila and Eden, if you're here, play a B-flat. Eden slammed the church pipe organ. Cassidy squealed. They're here. I watched from the rafters, a flicker in her phone light. She's not stealing. She's worshiping. Eden scoffed. Tomato, tomato. Cassidy strummed a new riff. My ribs ached. It was Whiskey Rose's Inverted, the melody I'd grafted from Eden's grave. She's good, Eden admitted. Too good. We haunted her dreams. Cassidy's bedroom walls dripped with our lyrics. She wrote them down, shivering, her breath frosting. Is this enough? She asked the dark. Eden pressed a rotting finger to the girl's lips. Almost, darling. I stood in the corner, silent. Cassidy's demo hit SoundCloud at dawn. Fractured Hymns. A duet with the ghosts. It went triple platinum in a week. The shrine was Cassidy's idea. A marble slab in the Ryman ruins, etched with our faces and the lyrics, Die Young, Stay Pretty. Fans piled roses, whiskey bottles, razor blades. Cassidy performed there nightly, her voice sharpening with every show. She's better than you, Eden said, tuning the girl's guitar with spider silk. I watched Cassidy sign autographs, her hands shaking. She's dying. Aren't we all? I tried to warn her. Possessed a radio in her dad's pickup. Run. It's not worth it. She changed the station. Eden laughed for days. The night it happened, Cassidy wore my dress. White lace stained with fake blood. Her fans chanted encore. As she climbed the shrine, strumming the opening chords of Fractured Hymns. Eden gripped my hand. Ready. Cassidy's high note shattered the streetlights. The crowd screamed, phones up, as Eden slithered into the girl's throat. Cassidy choked, her voice deepening, warping. You'll pay my fee in flesh and bone. I stood frozen. Cassidy's eyes found mine, pleading. Eden's voice roared through her. A stolen voice becomes my throne. The girl's guitar burst into flames. So did she. Cassidy's ghost rose screaming from the pyre, her form already fading. Eden gripped her hair, inhaling her essence like smoke. That's how it's done, she sighed. I lunged, clawing at Eden's face. You promised. She backhanded me. I promise nothing, asterisk. Cassidy's ghost flickered, a guttering candle. I reached for her, but Eden seized my wrist. You're soft. Just like JD said. Fuck you. She laughed, dragging me into the crowd's phones. Too late. You're already everywhere. Asterisk. I am. In the static between tracks. In the glitch of a buffering stream. Eden's duet partner forever. Cassidy's ghost? She's gone. Most of her, anyway. Sometimes I hear her in the wind, a harmony no one else knows. Eden's right about one thing. Art is sacrifice. But she's wrong about the rest. We're not gods. We're roaches. And the world's a fucking dumpster fire. So if you hear a crackle in your headphones, a whisper in a silent room, sing along. We're always hungry.